This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get in early on an altcoin that can change your life.
This is like getting in on Bitcoin a month after it launched.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Beanpod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be revealing to you an early stage altcoin that is a once in a lifetime opportunity.
If you missed out on Bitcoin, the king of decentralized finance, that has gone parabolic, hundreds of thousands of percent. If you missed out on BitTensor, the decentralized artificial intelligence play, that is also up thousands of percent. Then you don't want to miss out on the next big decentralized play. I'm referring to decentralized science.
Yeah, 100%. So as we said, you know, opportunities like this do not come along very often. To find a crypto project that is a legit team, fully doxed, you can see pictures and videos of them everywhere, super passionate about what they're doing. It just launched, you know, just over a month ago, and they've already become the undisputed leader in a sector that we believe could be one of the next massive sectors in crypto. I mean, you can call it luck or chalk it up to our research or however we found this so early, but we did, and we want to tell you all about not just how exciting their launch has been, but how exciting and how excited we are for the future of this absolute gem project.
So yes, the coin that is available for people to access the project has launched a month ago, but the actual company, the entity itself, has been around since 2014, and it originated as a telecom, a medical communications company that has already been working with all the leading healthcare providers in the U.S. This is a company that has an LLC, a registered U.S. LLC, in Wyoming to operate with under the jurisdictions of the American law, and is now provided people with the opportunity to finally take part in this what will be a multi-billion dollar company.
100%. And one of the great things about this sector, decentralized science in particular, why we are so bullish on it and why we know that we're early on it, is because the whole sector has massive, massive catalysts to come. If you read about what industry experts say about decentralized science, what you can understand is that we are so early and some industry titans are rumored to be very, very interested in this sector. So not only does this project specifically have massive catalysts, which we will get to in this episode, so make sure to watch to the end, but the industry itself has some insane catalysts. So this is almost like a perfect storm. That's why we called it a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yeah, when you look at the 90-day roadmap of what's to come, the catalysts for this project are absolutely stacked. This is things that, like, announcements that are going to turn heads. Like when you're talking about a letter of intent with a multi-billion dollar health network to be utilized for biometrics across 250 plus locations in America, there's no other project that can say that.
For sure.
And we're talking about revolutionizing the healthcare industry because it's eliminating the barriers that currently exist in a realm, in a sector that really needs what this project offers.
For sure. So just to quick recap here, Josh said earlier in the episode, Bitcoin is the solution for decentralized finance. You know, there's so much corruption in finance. Bitcoin is slowly but surely solving that. BitTensor is our favorite solution for decentralized AI. Again, AI controlled by monopolies, OpenAI, Sam Altman, all that kind of stuff. BitTensor is decentralizing AI and rewarding creators. The project we're talking about today is Axon DAO. The ticker is AXGT. And this is the Bitcoin for finance. This is the BitTensor for AI. This is Axon DAO is the project that is going to make decentralized science a thing. And, you know, a quick discussion about why science needs decentralization. You know, things like misuse of health data, all kinds of corruption and barriers in research. You know, like, say scientists are trying to, they're working for, you know, Pfizer, and they want a study to say a certain thing. Well, they're going to, you know, hand, you know, you need stats and data to show anything.
Yeah.
But there's corruption there, right? Huge so corruption. What we're going to see is decentralized science massively disrupt the entire medical industry, and Axon DAO is the project that will lead the way.
Yeah, it's big pharma disrupting, you know, it's putting all these barriers in place because you have shareholders in certain companies, and maybe there's cancer cures, but think about the big pharma companies who are profiting off of selling you medications and whatnot. They don't necessarily potentially want the breakthrough to happen. And if it does, they want to come from their company. Mm-hmm. So when it's decentralized science and anybody can contribute from all around the world, it spearheads and it grows it so much faster, the solutions. And that's why I found to be some of the best investments. You know, when the holders are not just for profit, but they're also for the underlying belief system that exists.
Yeah, for sure.
So when you're like, it's for the greater good, you're less likely to sell because you're part of this like amazing thing that is growing. And that's why BitTensor has done so well. And that's why Bitcoin has done so well. And that's why I can see when you're changing the healthcare industry, that's why I can see Axon DAO doing so well.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, even if you're kind of listening to us now and you say, oh, you know, decentralized science sounds like a great concept, but what's going to separate Axon DAO from, you know, the dozens of other DeSci projects who claim to be the best? Well, you just take one quick look at what Axon DAO has done. So first of all, they received the DeSci specific grants from Polygon, one of the top 10 crypto projects in the world. They are part of the NVIDIA Inception Accelerator Program. And I've talked about this before, but the difference between being in the Inception Accelerator Program and the Developer Program, which every project under the sun is in, is one is just a quick application process. Everybody gets accepted. The Accelerator Program is actually a direct contact between NVIDIA and Axon DAO. So I listened to their last spaces, and they talk about that. Axon DAO, through their partnership with NVIDIA and the Inception Accelerator Program, they already have access to the next generation of these H100 AI chips that the rest of the market doesn't have.
Yeah.
And they said the difference in processing power between the next generation of NVIDIA, these AI powering chips, between the one that's on the market now and what they have access to, they said it's hard to comprehend how much more powerful. So they're getting access to the most powerful technology in AI before the rest of their competition. That gives you just a massive, think about how fast AI moves. These guys have access to the technology before everyone else because they partnered with NVIDIA officially. Yeah, huge.
It's absolutely massive. And that's the other thing too. This is not just a decentralized science play. It's an artificial intelligence play as well. When you look at the you know, some of the products or projects and the what they're launching, the fact that they have this voice recognition, they're utilizing AI voice markers to determine if you're developing a disease or not, you know? That is like game changer. And then that's going to be able to be sold to first responders across the nation.
Yeah, that's A-plus voice, A-plus. Right?
They have the ultrasound one. And then there's going to be, at some point, there's going to be like 100 different projects on this platform. They already have the alpha phase. I think you can like go on, you can look at the dashboard and it shows you where the funding is going, what revenue is being generated, how many different scientists are working on it, the breakthroughs that are occurring. Mm-hmm. So it's all like really transparent. And the people providing the data, which they also, if you listen to in their spaces, they have like this iPhone for science moment coming out, don't they?
Yeah, that is when you, again, when you really want to learn about a project, listen to the spaces, because they drop alpha in their spaces that you can't find anywhere else. So yeah, they're working on a physical device that is going to be kind of the bridge between this entire decentralized science ecosystem, you know, with all these projects and the token and all this stuff, and then actually having something in the palm of everyone's hand. So it's going to be, you know, generating user data. It's going to be rewarding people for their data and then using all this data for all of these projects. And, you know, we make parallels between BitTensor and Axon DAO all the time. And just like you just said, there's going to be a ton of all these different decentralized science projects coming through the Axe and DAO pipeline. There's only a few right now, just like BitTensor in its early days, right? How many subnets were there? Maybe 4, 5, 6. Yeah. Now there's almost 32 filled, and they're going to be growing again, 64, 128, whatever. But that's why we say Axe and DAO is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, because to get in on BitTensor at the early stages before the subnets launched, that would have been that's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity as well.
Yeah.
Not many people did. But here we are, early stages of Axe and DAO. You go on the website, you can see what's coming, but it's still very, very early stages.
Yeah, I think this iPhone for science moment is going to be absolutely massive, because when you look at the letter of intent that's coming out with the $1 billion health network, this is something that's going to be in every gas station, in every hotel. It's going to be, this device is going to be everywhere, which allows people to provide data anonymously, but also be able to spend and receive AXGT tokens.
Yeah.
For their efforts.
It's insane. So look, if you've been following us, you know that we talked about this project a little bit over a month ago. It had, you know, pretty quiet launch. And then the team, they went to ETH Denver. Eyes went on this project. You can tell that they're making partnerships everywhere, because a lot of people started getting into the AXGT token. I mean, we're still talking about a relatively small cap company.
It only has a 100 mil market cap.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking, this will be a multi-billion-dollar company.
Yeah, obviously, this is not financial advice. This is just our opinion. I could see this thing going to many, many, many billions as the leader of one of the most important sectors in crypto. You know, I just talked about briefly, you know, when you look at all of the other projects in DeSci and you look at Axe and DAO. So you can we'll pull up the graphic on the YouTube episode right now for you to see. If you look at how much money is in the treasuries between all the different DeSci projects, look at Axe and DAO at the top. Nearly 700 million or more in their treasury. And what that is money that can be used to fund the decentralized science projects in their ecosystem. Once you run down the list, once you get, you know, there's number two has like 200, 300 million. Once you run down the list, I don't know, one has 20 million, 10 million, 200,000.
Yeah.
Like they've only been around for just over a month and they are the king. It's crazy how fast they've grown.
Yeah, absolutely. And they've also become the fastest to 15,000 holders. I think they're on record pace to become one of the fastest projects to hit 20,000 holders. They have a mega partnership that was announced with MedComet. And I think people don't really understand how big that was. I'm not sure if it was effectively communicated about just how big of a partnership this actually was. But when you connect the dots, Anthony Pompliano made a tweet recently about how he invested in Reddit at a small valuation. Now it's debuting at, it was like $7 or $8 billion.
Right.
When you piece together how it all works, so MedComet is under the strategic guidance of Jason Williams. That's going parabolic. This going parabolic is what Anthony Pompliano invested in 2016 through Reddit. So what ended up happening is that this going parabolic is the same one that's backing Axon DAO, because Jason Williams is the co-founder and partner at Morgan Creek Capital along with Pomp.
Yeah, exactly.
So 100%. When you connect all the dots, you actually have Anthony Pompliano going parabolic, Jason Williams backing Axon DAO. This is where these mega millions of dollars worth of holdings are going to start inflowing into Axon DAO.
Yeah, 100%. You know, again, like you get your detective hat on and you can see, you know, it's strange to see a project that launched, you know, quote unquote, so quietly, and then all of a sudden all these eyes are coming on it. But if you just listen to the spaces, watch the videos, learn about the founders, this is a real team. I think the fact that they're doing everything by the book, legal within the United States of America, this is going to help them tremendously. For example, what if they want to get listed directly onto Coinbase? Well, Coinbase is a publicly traded company. They can't be listing all these trash, bonky, new, whatever coins, right? They need to, a lot of the projects that go into Coinbase need to fit into guidelines. So if you have a project like Axon DAO, which has LLC in USA, as you mentioned, they don't offer staking because staking is illegal in America. They're doing everything by the book. And crypto, whether you like it or not, is becoming more regulated, right? So the projects that are fitting into the regulations of the USA could eventually see massive tailwinds from high net worth individuals and companies in the USA, such as BlackRock, Fidelity, ARK Investment, all these. They're not going to be throwing their money behind these sketchy, anonymous led, who knows who, these ridiculous projects, right? Axon DAO ticks all the boxes, and I think that's going to set them up for massive success.
Well, it's like when Wyoming comes out and says, like, look, DAOs are recognized companies. lo and behold, where was the DAO set up? In Wyoming.
Yeah.
So I think it helps when you look at their team. Their chief legal officer, Bo Howell, he's the founder of FinTech Law and a former SEC employee.
Yep.
So they have these lawyers and stuff who have worked within the SEC to know exactly the compliance mandatory and necessary to roll this out effectively. So a Coinbase listing, when you look at the next 90 days of this roadmap, they have, I believe they mentioned they're going to be listing to two top tier one exchanges. Mm. When they did like the little vote on Twitter the other day, they only had Coinbase listing, Kraken, and like another like massive one. So it's like, these guys don't do anything small. They're only doing all the right things.
Yeah, 100%. And then when you look also in the roadmap, which you alluded to earlier in the episode, this $1 billion health network deal. So there's this, you know, massive multi-billion-dollar health network located in North Carolina with over 250 locations, and they're going to be testing and trialing Axon DAO's biometrics and their AI blockchain solutions in a real-world setting. So this, you know, a lot of these crypto projects, it's like, oh, we're building this project. It might, you know, the roadmap, eventually we're going to launch their app in Q4. These guys have a real technology, real product, real physical device. It's all actually happening now. And again, I can't stress this enough. This is still early, early days. You know, you look at these charts from these projects from that have been around for, say, 4 years. And, you know, sometimes they have great launches and, you know, it's volatile. But then the thing just, yes, it does like a, maybe a 50, 100x in its early days to go from $1 million market cap to 100 million. But then it does another 100x to go to multiple, many, many billions. And honestly, I think in my personal opinion, again, not telling anyone to do anything. I'm just saying this is what I believe. I think Axon DAO is on this road. They're the leader in the DeFi sector, and I see the DeFi sector as being one of the most legit problem-solving sectors in all of crypto.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a mega corporate, like mega company, corporation, whatever you want to call it, that is being built. It's not just a Web3 project. It's literally providing the people with a way of contributing to the expedition of growing science, providing data, being rewarded for it, and really changing, I think, like the world for the better.
Yeah, that's as you mentioned that earlier. It's like they're actually solving a problem that will better humanity as opposed to, you know, some projects that are just doing things that are ridiculous for the better or for worse. So, look, we're going to keep you guys updated on Axon DAO. Anything that happens from Axon DAO, you will be hearing it first from us. We hold Axon DAO. We are advisors to the project. It's the first ever project that we became official advisors for. So we're super passionate, as you can obviously see, about this project. And if you guys have any questions about Axon DAO, feel free to leave a comment or jump into the Discord. We're talking about this, guys, all the time.
And then make sure you tune to the next episode,
because that one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.